The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good evening and welcome to The Spirit of Faith with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Of the Spirit of Faith, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him, but he has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. And this is the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, where the Word of God comes alive, where we starve your doubts and feed your faith, and help you as we all together as one body overcome the attacks of the enemy, because Satan as a roaring lion seeketh whom he may devour, and we are those who he may not devour. How do we overcome? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even unto death. We are overcomers. We are not quitters. We are those who always triumph in Christ. Praise God. When trouble comes, we eat it for breakfast and enjoy the afternoon. Praise God. We are not those that draw back unto fear. We're not those that draw back unto perdition, but we are those that believe to the saving of the soul. We are those who always press on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, I'm encouraging myself right now. The Lord is good and he is on our side. Praise the Lord forever. Let me give a shout out to some of our beautiful peoples. Man, I was just telling Gary, at the end of this month, February 28th, will be our 100th live episode. 100. Episode 100 coming up on February 28th. And every week we get more beautiful, wonderful listeners. We had 57 brand new listeners just this week alone. That is so encouraging to me. Man, it's just so awesome to see more and more joining the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio family. And man, it's just such a privilege to be able to bring the word every single week to encourage you, to strengthen you, to build you up, to remind you that God is not your enemy. God is not your problem. He is on your side. God is your friend. He loves you. He cares about you, and he's going to bring you through whatever you're dealing with right now. Praise God. Never think that God's your problem. He's a good God. He's a healing God. He's a delivering God. He wants you to prosper. man, more than you want to prosper, God wants to prosper you. You say, man, are you one of them prosperity preachers? Yes, I am a prosperity preacher. Why? Because the gospel is not bad news. The gospel is good news. What is good? Good means you are prospering and in health. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. God is not a poverty God. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. Jesus was made poverty so that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. God, Jesus died to make us rich, to make us rich in every area of our life. But number one, rich in our relationship with God. See, people think of riches and they think of greed. They think of riches and they think of greed, really. And it's not greed. Prosperity is being blessed in every area. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, I would that your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's prosperity. Living long is prosperity. Having peace is prosperity. Being filled with joy is prosperity. Having some money in your pocket, having all your bills paid, that's prosperity. He says the young lions do lack and suffer a hunger, but they that wait upon the Lord shall not lack for any good thing. Man, God's will is that you prosper in every area of your life. God wants us blessed. God wants us increasing. God wants our life to be a testimony. God wants others to see the love of God in us and the prosperity that he has placed on us through his grace, and for others to become jealous. He said that in Deuteronomy 28, that part of the blessing would be that people would see how blessed you are, and they would become envious. They would become jealous. And what happens when they see how blessed you are? They ask you, how'd you get so blessed? Why are you so happy? Why are you so blessed? And then you begin to tell them about our Jesus. We begin to tell them about our Savior. We begin to tell them about our King, about the one who loves us, about the one who died for us, about the one who was raised from the dead. See, we need to understand that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And when you begin to share with others what God has done for you, the Spirit of God comes all over that. And your witness begins to echo into the ears and the hearts of those that are listening. And then Jesus begins to minister unto them through your words and through your life, because he wants them to be saved. God is not willing that any perish, but that all come to the knowledge of the truth. For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, that Jesus willingly died so that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And the only way that people are going to believe is by hearing about Jesus. That's why you and I are still here. There are some, especially through this last year of COVID-19, that have just given up on life, and they just are asking God, get me out of here. Take me home. I want to be done. It's enough now. I'm tired. I feel like I'm suffering and I'm tired, and I want to be done with this. Listen, that's the wrong kind of prayer. You become discouraged. You need to build yourself back up. You need to get yourself back into the word of faith. You need to feed yourself on the word. You need to fill yourself up with what God has promised, and don't give up. Remind yourself that you are a servant, that you are a soldier, that you are an athlete. It's not your job to give up and quit. It's your job to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. It's your job to keep pressing on as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not quitters. We're not those that draw back. We are those that press on. God has a plan. You think all this stuff is happening by surprise? No, man. God has the whole thing in his playbook. All this is already figured out. You know, when someone's going to go to a professional hockey game or a professional soccer game. And man, I've seen some of these soccer games where, 120,000 people or more, Gary, especially in Europe.
Yep.
These soccer games, man. And I mean, I've never gotten into soccer. I don't really see the major excitement, and I'm sure I'm offending a couple people, but don't be offended, because I'm not a big athletic fan or sports fan anyway. I'm a big hockey fan because my son plays hockey, but that's about it. And a big volleyball fan because my daughter plays volleyball, but that's about it. But the point I'm trying to make is that they get goal in soccer, or maybe two, and man, the fans just go nuts, and they you know, break out, and sometimes they have riots and just they go absolutely nuts over one goal in a soccer game. Praise God. But we have someone who has gotten us the biggest goal that there ever was, and that is Jesus. And so we don't quit when things look bad. The soccer fans, man, when they're down one goal, they don't go home. Man, they get more excited because they're rooting for their team to come through. Things might look down right now. Things might look tough right now. But I'm telling you, God knows who's going to win this game, and he's already declared the ending from the beginning. He's already declared you a victor. He's already declared you a conqueror. He's already declared you an overcomer. He's already given you eternal life. He's already said you're going to rule and reign with me for 1,000 years. And so we need to understand that we already know the outcome. We already know who wins. Man, the fans get so excited, and they're biting their nails, and they're wondering, is their team going to win? You don't need to wonder. We already know who wins, but all this has to play out. And if you're going to not be on the injured list, if you're not going to be one of those that gets benched during the game, and you're not going to be a part of those who actually bring the ball down to the end zone, then you need to stay in the game. You need to keep fighting the good fight. You need to keep pressing. You need to keep reading the word. You need to spend time in prayer every day and keep yourself built up. The Bible says in Jude verse 20, my beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We need to be those that stay engaged, that stay in the game. So what? Your toe is broken. So what? You got something going on that's trying to slow you down. Man, just straighten up them feeble knees, straighten up your head, lift up your shoulders, keep your eyes on the prize, and keep on pressing. Sometimes what a professional athlete has to do is he has to press through the pain. He's got to press through the challenges. He can't be focused on the distractions. He can't be focused on the injury. He's got to keep his eyes on the goal, which is to win. And this is what the professional athletes do. They don't care what kind of injury they got. They don't care what they have to do to get back in. We have a friend of ours who's a professional hockey player. And I remember a few years ago, he tore a hamstring, and he called up his doctor, and they sent him down to a hospital, and he went and got some stem cells taken out, and they injected the stem cells directly into that muscle, and they began to work it and get him into rehab. They spent tens and thousands of dollars to get him back going, and in just a few days, he's back in there playing. He had some pain. He had some challenges, had to have some surgeries here and there, but he has a job to do, and you and I as Christians, we have a job to do. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. We are not those that quit. We are not those that look back. We are not those that stay down. We are those that get up. We are those that press on. We are those that persevere all the way till the end. So you got to get your eyes off how you feel and get your eyes off. It might look like we're down for a minute. You got to get your eyes off that. It might be 0-2 right now and the devil seems to be winning, but we already know who wins. We already know the ending from the beginning. We already know who is going to win the final prize. So don't look at how it feels right now. Don't look at what it seems right now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Jesus is the winner. And if you're in Jesus, and I know you are the winner too. So be encouraged tonight. Tomorrow morning, get up and read your Bible. Pray. Get your eyes back on the prize. Start brand new. I love Sunday, man. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Why? Because Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday is Jesus was dead, but now he's alive, and we are alive with him, praise God. And so we are going to press on to victory. We are going to forget those things that are behind. We're going to press toward those things which are ahead, and we are going to keep our eyes on the prize, and we're going to win because he already said we're going to win. We already know the playbook. We already know what happens. All we got to do is keep our eyes on Jesus. We got to keep our flesh in check. That's why Paul said that I beat my body and I keep it under, lest after I preach to others, I myself should become a castaway. Man, we are not going to become those that are rejected. We are not going to become those that are another casualty of war. We are not going to become those that are benched. We are going to be those that are on the front line. I want to be right where the spout is, where the glory is coming out. I want to be right where the revival is. I want to be right in the middle of what God is doing. And I got to keep myself qualified. I can't become a castaway by allowing myself to become discouraged or listen to the wrong people or hear the wrong words or speak the wrong words. I got to keep myself engaged. Praise God. All these professional athletes that make millions of dollars, there were times when they made nothing. There were times when nobody believed in them. There were times when all they had were themselves to encourage them. And you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. You got to build yourself up in the Lord and keep your eyes on the prize, because God is going to bring us through. But you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't put up. You certainly can't shut up. You got to keep speaking God's word and keep your eyes on him, and he will carry us through to victory. The anointing, the Spirit of God on the inside, the word of God, which is pregnant with power, has everything that we need to overcome. So don't allow yourself to become discouraged. Smack yourself. Say, no, you are not going to be discouraged. That's exactly what David said. David said, why are you downcast, O my soul? He's talking to himself. Why are you discouraged within me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him. He is the strength of my life. I will keep my eyes on him. Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. God is not my problem. He's my answer. God is going to bring us through with total victory. All we got to do is pray every day, read our Bible every day, speak God's word, keep yourself fed, keep your eyes on the prize, and refuse to become discouraged. Refuse to let doubt come out of your mouth. No, man, you keep speaking the spirit of faith. We, having the same spirit of faith, we believe. Therefore, we speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody's praying for me tonight because I can sense the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. And then we'll pray. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Remember this, the spirit of faith is not something that is taught. The spirit of faith is something that is caught. You can tell when someone's operating in the spirit of faith. They walk a little different. They talk a little different. They handle situations a little different. When trouble comes, they don't get all upset. When trouble comes, they laugh at trouble. Oh, they eat trouble for breakfast. Praise God. They stick it in their bowl of cereal, add some milk, and they swallow it. Praise God. They're able to walk right through the problem. Why? Because they got the spirit of faith on them. When you got the spirit of faith on you, man, everything looks different. That trouble doesn't come into you as poison. It comes into you as gunpowder. You chew that sucker up and you spit out bullets. You attack the devil. You attack your attackers. I'm not talking about in the flesh. I'm talking about in the realm of the spirit. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. It's Satan that's our problem. People are not your problem. They've never been your problem. Not today or never. People are never your issue. That's why you got to forgive them and attack the devil that's trying to get you to believe that they're your problem. People are not your problem. People are the one that Jesus died for, and people are the one that you and I are here to minister to, so that they will receive the love of God, that they will receive Jesus, become our brothers and sisters. We'll get on with this thing and finish it so that we can go home to be with Jesus. The end is coming soon, and we have to labor while it is yet day, because the night comes when no man labors. This is the time for us to rise up. Ask the Lord, help me catch the spirit of faith. Help me be on fire for you. Help me be filled with your power. Help me be a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me. Let your power flow through me. Cry out to God. And in the day and the hour you cry out to him is the day and the hour that he will answer you. God always answers our prayers. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this radio audience and those on Facebook tonight. Father, we thank you for your blessing upon each and every one of us. Lord, that we are one body, that we are one family, that we say the same thing, that we have the same judgment and the same mind, that there are no divisions and no schisms among us. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the power to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold on eternal life, to never quit. I bless every person listening tonight, and I pray, Father, that your power and your presence will flow through each and every one, and that not one will end up being discouraged by the end of this message tonight, but Father, that each one will be charged up and and fired up and ready to start brand new, just like Jesus was raised from the dead and he cast off all of that past and began to walk in newness of life. And now he's seated at the right hand of you, Father. Oh, Father, I pray that same fire and zeal would be in every one of our bellies in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, for those that have been struggling financially, those that have been struggling with sickness or disease. Thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and that you are strengthening and helping each one right now. You said if two of us agree on earth about anything is touching, we ask it shall be done. So all of us on this radio program, we agree that it's done now in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody in agreement shouted amen. Praise God. Amen. I'd love to hear from you tonight. You can email us right now in studio101@gmail.com. That's in studio101@gmail.com. I especially want to hear from you if you're a first time listener. Now, if you're expecting to tune in every week and hear this kind of fire preaching, well, it just not necessarily happens every week. But this week I'm fired up. Praise Jesus. I wasn't like this 5 minutes before I got on the air, but I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Ghost hit me. And I pray that you've been encouraged by it. If you're a first-time listener, I'd love to hear from you in studio101@gmail.com. Please let us know when you write in where you're writing from so we can give a shout-out and tell everybody what area you are from. We have people listening from all over the world. This past week, we had listeners from, I think it's supposed to say Albania, but Gary spelt it Alania.
No, that's what they sent me. I saw that, and and I should have changed it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I think Alania maybe is a planet that we're not familiar
maybe,
with.
Maybe, perhaps.
Perhaps it's in the Alaniac region of the solar system, but I'm not sure. For right now, we'll assume it's Albania. Listeners from Cuba. I think Czechoslovakia is a first timer. I don't remember ever seeing Czechoslovakia.
I'd have to go back and look. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. England, Germany, Jamaica. My favorite people are in Jamaica. Malaysia, Monaco. Wow, Monaco. I'd love to go there one day. Nigeria. Praise God for all of you in Nigeria, Africa, Peru, Serbia, Sweden, Turkey, and of course the United States. And our number one amount of listeners is from Canada. Oh, Canada. Thank God for Canada. Thank God for each and every one of you listening. And it's so amazing how we can cross the barriers and make this world so small through radio. It's so awesome to be a part of this, what God is doing, and to be behind the microphone. What a privilege it is to be with you every single Sunday at 8:30 p.m. And of course, you can go and listen to any of our archives. We should probably set up some type of podcasting to make it easier for you. But you can go to our website, spiritoffaithradio.com. That's spiritoffaithradio.com. And we have all of our archives right there for you. You can go back and listen to all of our shows. I mentioned at the top of the hour that the end of this month, February 28th, we will hit 100 live episodes. Praise God. We've only missed two episodes in 100 days, and both of them were because the studio was shut down due to a family emergency. But we have been on, even in Africa, on missions trips. We've been with you live, and 100 episodes will be on February 28th, and we've only had four ebbs, and we've had, what would that be, 92 flows, 92 increases in all of these 96 episodes, and only four episodes we went slightly down. It's just been amazing to see the growth of what God is doing through this radio program. And we're just getting started. Gary was telling me tonight, we're one of the youngest programs that he has, right, Gary?
That's correct. The average programs we have are 8 years.
Wow. So imagine where we're going to be in 8 years, Gary. We'll have something like, 100,000 listeners.
We'll have to get new equipment.
Oh, man. Well, I'm all about new equipment.
Yeah, I know.
I got new cameras. I love equipment. Praise God. I barely know how to use it, but I like it. Hallelujah. Amen. So once again, email us in studio101@gmail.com. If you're a first-time listener, please give us a shout-out. Let us know where you're writing from, instudio101@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out our website, spiritoffaithradio.com. And let's see who's watching right now on Facebook. We've got Sister Wendy, Veronica, Joan, Susan, Brother Todd in Windsor. God bless you. Joan, Susanna, God bless you. Yulette, Veronica. Did I say Susan? I said Susanna. Susan, Yulette. Maureen, God bless you, Maureen. I love you, and give my love to your daughter too. Judy Campbell, God bless you. Michelle Coyton, God bless you. Love you so much. I think we were together for a while in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. Compton, my brother, I'm in the game. I will play until the end. Greater is Christ in me than they who are in the world. Praise God, victory is mine. Amen. Shout out to Brother Compton and Sister Thelma. Faithful people of God. Shout out tonight to, oh, Michelle's laughing at trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, a lot of comments on here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. And we got lots of emails. Let's get to a few emails and then we'll go from there. If you'd like to write us tonight, if you have a Bible question, a prayer request, a testimony, if you'd like to come on the air tonight, email us instudio101@gmail.com. If you want to come on the air with us, don't be shy. Just put in the subject Zoom and you can write, you can, you know, connect with us anywhere in the world. There's also a phone number, so we'll send you a link and you can either come on Zoom or you can dial in and we'll send it all you, Gary will send you the information. All you have to do is email us instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And if you need me tonight, Gary, just interrupt me.
Praise no issue. I can handle that. No problem.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start with our first email tonight from our friend Irene. Irene says, hello, Pastor and crew. I just want to say hello to you, and I'm praying for all of you to stay healthy. Thank you very much for the words of wisdom from our Lord. It is so refreshing to know that at least for now, our freedom of speech regarding religion is not quelled as of yet, but give it time. Pretty soon, we will not be able to even discuss the Bible as it will offend everyone on the left. Gary said something like that to me.
I was
earlier,
just talking listen, about that. Correct.
But listen, I'm telling you what, we need to stand strong, especially in the realm of the spirit. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world as a witness, and then shall the end come. So whether we're preaching the gospel on the airwaves or we're preaching the gospel by word of mouth, the gospel will not be hindered. And here's what Satan always does. Satan always overplays his hand. He always pushes too far and goes too over the top. And so what ends up happening is it always comes back on him. Case in point is with Jesus. He wanted to shut Jesus up. So what did he do? He killed him. Well, by killing him, he was raised from the dead. And now everybody who believes in Jesus has eternal life. Satan always pushes too far. And so anytime there has been mass amounts of persecution, there have been mass amounts of salvations. Where iniquity does abound, grace does much more abound. So don't be worried when you see the censorship and all this kind of stuff happening. All of this will cause for the furtherance of the gospel. It will not stop the gospel. It will not hinder the gospel. The gospel is a mighty moving force that is unstoppable. And the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest giant and an army that is on this earth, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We are a mighty moving force. The saints of the Lord Jesus Christ are overcomers. And so when things get bad, don't you get discouraged. Don't you think, oh, well, they're now stopping us and blah, blah, blah. They can't stop the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's like stopping a freight train. You're not going to stop a freight train with a peeny little semi-truck. You can put a semi-truck in front of the train tracks, right, Gary? And if there's a freight train coming, that freight train is going to knock that that semi truck off the tracks like it was a Ritz cracker. Amen. So
that's right, without cheese on it.
So yeah, that was pretty cheesy. But so don't be moved by the things that you see. Understand that this gospel shall be preached as a witness. Praise the Lord. And so that was very encouraging. Thank you so much, Irene. We call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Patty. Patty says, Pastor, what is actually meant by Deuteronomy? Well, that's a great question, Patty. Before I get into that, let me just remind you, if you want to email us, you can do so right now, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. If you want to get on board and talk with me tonight, just put in the subject Zoom and Gary will send you a link. You can always call in. You don't have to be on video and you don't have to be you don't have to have your video on either if you want to get on the air with us. Praise God. So Deuteronomy is in the what's called the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And I want to look up because I don't know the Genesis of the word Deuteronomy off the top of my head. I probably known it at one time, but it's interesting. What does the word Deuteronomy mean? It says here it's derived from the Greek, but I don't think that that's accurate because let's see what it says. Derived from the Greek, thus means a copy or a repetition of the law rather than second law, as the word's etymology seems to suggest. Although Deuteronomy is presented as the addressed by Moses, scholars generally agree that it dates from a much later period of Israelite history. Of course, Deuteronomy was written by Moses, as was Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Praise God. The main message of Deuteronomy is to listen to God, to obey him, to love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. Jesus taught that this was the greatest command in Matthew 22, I believe. Everywhere we go, we should seek to love God. This attitude should pervade our worship, prayer, Bible reading, and relationships. And whether you're a Jew or you're a Christian, that would apply to you. And of course, Deuteronomy was written for the people of God, but primarily to the Jews under the leadership of Moses, and it's called the Law of Moses, which again is the first five books of the Old Testament: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Praise God. If that doesn't fully answer your question, write us back, Patty. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Cody. Cody says, hello, listening from Nashville, Tennessee. Always enjoy your teaching of the word. Thanks. God bless you, Cody. Really great to hear from you. And all of you all in Nashville, we call you blessed. Country music hometown. Praise God. So we call y'all blessed. A lot of great believers there in Nashville. Thank you, Jesus. Got another email here tonight from our friend John. Great name, John. John says, hello, this is the very first time I'm listening to your show. I live in Richmond Hill, Ontario. Loving it. Praise God, John. I used to live right down the street from you at Dufferin and Rutherford. Praise God. When we first moved to Canada, over 10 years ago now. And it's a really beautiful area where you live. So we call you blessed, John. Great to hear from you and welcome on board to Spirit of Faith Talk Radio. Another email here tonight from Scott. Scott says, wow, Pastor, not even 25 minutes into your radio show and I need a nap already. Praise God. You need a nap. What, am I boring you? You better give me some clarity on that, Scott. Let me reread this.
I think he meant you're on fire and he's exhausted from everything. That's what I think he meant.
It shouldn't exhaust you. It should encourage you. Praise God. But I'll take it the right way, Scott. Praise God. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Lenny. Lenny says, just blessings to you all. I pray for you often. Thanks. Man, Lenny, that's an awesome product that we have from this radio show. Is, you know, we've got over 5,000 listeners every week, over 6,000 with FaceTime, with Facebook rather. And this family of Spirit of Faith Radio has really become a connection for prayer. And, you know, God might put it on your heart to pray for somebody, and you know somehow they're connected to Spirit of Faith Talk Radio. You've got family praying for you. You've got people praying for you. And that's really awesome part of what's happening on this radio show. You've got an extended family. And if you need prayer, if you've got an issue, just write us. We'll join our faith with you. Write us what's going on. We'll join our faith and we'll pray together. The Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. There is awesome prayer available, power available rather through prayer. So that's an awesome benefit that you have as being a part of this radio family. Lenny, we call you blessed in Jesus' name. If you have a Bible question tonight, something that's really you want to know the answer to, like our friend was asking us about Deuteronomy, email us instudio101@gmail.com. Another email here tonight from our friend Justin. Justin says, hello, everyone. Pastor, what is meant by praise? Thank you. Wow, that's a huge question, Justin. So let's give you some answers. When I think of praise, I think of the book of Psalms. And when I go to the book of Psalms, even in my Bible, I have written above Psalms 1, praise, the expression of my faith. And so what praise is praise is expressing your faith. And it can be particularly in song or in shoutings, praise God. And there are several different names in the Hebrew for praise. I haven't taught on this in a while. My wife, Pastor Cheryl Ward, she has an awesome teaching on praise from the Hebrew. I should ask her to come on and teach on that. But there are several different words in the Hebrew for praise. One of them is the Hebrew word halal. And halal, I'm trying to find my notes here real quick. Praise God. Let me see if I can pull this up on the spot. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Halal. Or halah is the most common word, and it means to boast. It means to scream or to shout. And so one of the words we will find throughout the book of Psalms and in other places in the Hebrew, of course, this is a Hebrew word. The Old Testament is Hebrew. The New Testament is Greek, is this word halal. And it means to shout or to boast. Then you have the Hebrew word yada. Yada means to extend your hands, to lift up and extend your hands. So extending your hands in praise to God is part of praising God, using all of your strength to praise him. Then we have the word barak. Barak means blessing, to barak. One of my favorite Hebrew phrases is Barak Hashem Adonai, which is to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then you have the Hebrew word talila. Talila means to sing or to loud. Yet you are a throne as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. Talila, which is Psalms 22, verse 3. Praise God. Then we have the Hebrew word zamar, which means to use a stringed instrument to praise God. David used the harp to praise God. There's one man that was a great evangelist and missionary. He was a physician. His name escapes me. I'll think of it here in just a second. He died many years ago. He fell off a building, landed on his head, and was dead. And he was dead for, I don't know, a couple hours. He was pronounced dead. And then he was raised from the dead. And while he was dead, he had a visitation by Jesus. And Jesus told him, you cannot die yet. You have to go back and you have to bring my message to the Amazon. And so he said, I'm going to raise you up and you're going to fulfill your mission. And because he was a medical doctor, he asked Jesus, show me how you're going to heal me. And so he was out of his body and he was watching his body dead and Jesus healing his body. Well, many years later in the Amazon, he was praying in the spirit one day and he was caught up in a trance and he went to heaven and God showed him amazing things in heaven. And one of the things that he saw is he said that everybody had their own harp. Just like David had his harp on the earth, everybody in heaven had their own harp. And with their harp, they used it to praise God. Isn't that amazing? Man, I'll think of his name in just a minute. If my mom is watching, my mom will know his name and just put it in the comments for me or text me. Man, why can't I think of his name? I can see his face. You can find him on YouTube. I'll think of it in a minute in Jesus' name, or somebody will help me. Then we have another Hebrew word for two other Hebrew words for praise, which is toda and Shabbat. Praise God. I love these words. Toda and Shabbat. Toda means to shout or to address with a loud voice. Praise God. Psalm 56, verses 1 through 12. Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. I shout all day long. They twist my words. They conspire. They lurk. They watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Record my misery. Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this, I will know that God is for me, praise God. And then we have the word Shabbat, and Shabbat also means to shout or address with a loud tone. Daniel 4:37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise. I shout with a loud tone and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. Praise God. And then there's another awesome word, which is like praise. It's rejoicing. And this word rejoice in Joel chapter 2, it means to spin under the influence of a violent emotion. And so, you know, people say that charismatics, man, they're always shouting and twisting and jumping and praising and all this kind of stuff. I heard one pastor, he said, his grandmother told him, he said, shouting's good. Jumping's good. Raise your hands are good. All this stuff is good. He said, just when you land, she said, make sure you land on 2 feet and you walk straight. Hallelujah. And so having all of these emotional responses in praising our God is good. Just make sure that at the end of the day, your life is righteous. Praise God. Amen. So I hope that helped answer your question tonight. Justin, we call you blessed in Jesus' name. By the way, Justin, Psalm 34, one of my favorites, it says, I will bless the Lord. That's Barak. That's praise God at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, so on and so forth. And so praising God is something we ought to be doing all the time. Praise, the Bible says, is comely for the righteous. We ought to be praising God in the morning, praising God at noontime, praise God when the sun goes down, praise God all the time. If you praise, you will be raised. If you complain, you will remain. So you ought to praise God and let him lift you up and take you higher right over your situation. Thank you, Justin. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Again, I'd love to hear from you tonight in studio101@gmail.com. That's in studio101@gmail.com. If you have a Bible question or a praise report, testimony, send me an email or even a prayer request in studio101@gmail.com. Another email here tonight from our friend Joanne. Joanne says, hi, a question for you. What are absolutes? And what does the Bible say about them, if anything? Praise God. That's a great question. Absolutes, or what we would call in theology an absolute truth, means that when this truth is present, whatever is connected to it is always present also. So an example would be Proverbs chapter 13, 10. Proverbs, let's go there. Chapter 13, 10. And it says this, only by pride cometh contention. So this is what we call an absolute truth. Anytime there is contention, the reason is pride. Notice that word only. This is an absolute truth. Only by pride comes contention. The Amplified says, by pride and insolence comes only contention, but with the well-advised is skillful and godly wisdom. And so when you're having strife, anytime there's strife, contention, husband and wife are fighting, the reason is always pride. Every single time parents and children are fighting, it's pride. A boss and the employee are fighting, it's pride. Anytime there is fighting, there is pride. And when you notice, when Jesus was threatened, he didn't open his mouth. When he was criticized, he kept his mouth shut. He did not respond. Why? He didn't need to defend himself. And that's exactly what it says in 1 Peter 2:20, 2:23, I think it is. He says that when he was reviled, he opened not his mouth, but he committed himself to God who judges righteously. See, when you know that God is your judge and you know that God is on your side, you don't need to defend yourself. But it's one of the hardest things for us as Christians to do is to keep our mouth shut. And when we keep our mouth shut and let God fight our battle, you will see that quicker than you can imagine, it's going to turn for your victory. Even if you were wrong, even if you got yourself into the mess, if you'll commit yourself to God and close your trap hole, shut your mouth, God will fight your battle for you. He will bring you through it. God's not trying to bring you any type of judgment or punishment. God wants to help you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11 that even when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. God is not judging us. God has justified us. The word judgment there is krino, which means a condemnatory sentence. God's not condemning you. He justified you. God is bringing you through. What we got to do is in the middle of the trial, even if we got ourselves into it, we need to trust God. And God will bring us through the trial. And so this absolute truth is always the same. If there is fighting, it's because of pride. But the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and in James chapter 4 that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God will bring you out. If you can walk by faith, get your eyes off your feelings and off your emotions. Don't yield to those emotions, but yield to the Spirit of God, who is peace, and God will deliver you. Praise God. And so are there any other absolute truths? Let me do a real quick search in the Google, absolute truths in scripture, and see if I can find any others that I'm not familiar with. That's the only one that really comes to the top of my head. Praise God. Okay, well, here are some. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is only one way. There's only one truth, and there's only one life, and it's Jesus. So this is an absolute truth. And that brings us to John 17, 17. He said, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Some people say, well, the truth is I have cancer. The truth is I'm bankrupt. The truth is that, no, man, that ain't the truth. There's only one truth. There's absolute truth, which is the word of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I'm sure you can dig up some others, but you get the gist of it. You understand now what an absolute truth is. I think one of the most important we need to realize is that if we are in pride, God is fighting against us. That's what the Bible says. God resists, fights against, and frustrates the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so the absolute truth is that if you're fighting with somebody, you're squabbling, you're fighting, you're fussing and cussing, you're in pride. And God's fighting against you. You're not going to get God's grace when you're in pride. You're just not going to get it. You must humble yourself. And you might pray, God, give me humility. No, man, humility is not something God gives us. Humility is something we give God. We have to humble ourselves. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. That was an awesome question, Joanne. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got another email here. Sorry, I had to drink a water. Another email here tonight from our friend Andrew. Andrew says, before I read Andrew's email, you can still get on board. We got about 10 minutes left. InStudio101@gmail.com. InStudio101@gmail.com. If you're a first-time listener, please send me an email. Love to hear from you and give you a shout-out on the air. If you have a Bible question, a praise report, testimony, send me an email. Love to hear from you. If you want to get on board and talk with me on the air, email us, InStudio101@gmail.com. Put Zoom in the subject, and Gary will send you a link. Praise God. Andrew writes us tonight. Says, Andrew, really enjoying your broadcast. May God bless you and your radio ministry. Thank you, Andrew. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Madden. I love your name, Madden. Madden says, blessings to all, prayers for all. Here is to great health. Amen, Madden. Thank you. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. I won't say what the URL is, but Madden's email is "We'll be there forever." We'll be there forever. I love it because we're going to be in heaven with Jesus forever. Praise God. And by the way, heaven is wherever Jesus is. I said heaven is wherever Jesus is. Heaven is going to come down to the earth. You remember, Jesus has been having us disciples pray this now for 2,000 years. He said, pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In Revelation chapter 22, we see heaven coming to earth. Heaven is going to come to earth. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. But the holy city, the new Jerusalem, which is the essence of heaven, it's where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. That's the holy city, the new Jerusalem. That's heaven. Heaven is going to come out of heaven to the earth, and heaven will be on earth for all eternity. The heavenly Father is going to move his throne to the earth. Praise Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Madden. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Pam. Pam says, Pastor, there are so many places in the Bible that talk about criticism, why we should not do it. How can we not? Look at what is happening in our world today, and we cannot criticize the people that make these rules and laws. I'm not buying it. Sorry. Praise God. Well, I hear what you're saying, Pam. But again, you know, the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we are not to criticize people. Criticism is not our job. I love what Paul said. Let me pull it up real quick in Corinthians. He said, I determined to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. And that is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. And it says, for I determined to know nothing, to not know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in meekness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, Satan is always looking to pull us into a dogfight. He always wants us to get in and start fussing and cussing about what people are doing, what they should have done, what they could have done. Can you believe what he did? Can you believe what she did? Paul said, I'm not getting into all that. My job is to preach Christ. My job is to live for Jesus. My job is to stay focused on the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, God is not criticizing people for smoking and drinking and cussing. You don't see that anywhere in the Bible. He's not going around criticizing. Jesus didn't die so that we could criticize criticized where people have failed. He died so that we could be born again and become new creatures in Christ. You're not going to win one person by criticizing them. Most of the people that we criticize, they already know they're a failure. They already know they got issues. They're more aware of their problems than they are of any good things in their lives. And so our job is not to criticize. Our job is to edify. Our job is to build up. Our job is to lift up. Our job is to encourage people. Praise God. This is another awesome verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. Write this one down, everybody. Write this verse down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 11. And let me give you a little bit of more context with this verse. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11, beginning with verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, you don't need that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another, not to criticize one another, to love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. Now check this out, verse 11. And that you study to be quiet and to do your own business, to mind your own business. Listen, if you're minding your own business, you don't have time to criticize anybody. Ooh, Pastor, you're preaching good right now. He said, mind your own business. If you mind your own business, how you got time to criticize anybody? Man, I'm telling you, I say it all the time. It's a full-time job to take care of John. I ain't got time to worry about everybody else. I got to take care of me. And to work with your own hands as we commanded you. This is in my notes. It was supposed to be in today's message, but I didn't get to it. Praise God. The Passion Translation says, aspire to lead a calm and peaceful life as you mind your own business. Earn your own living, just as we taught you. The CEV, the Contemporary English Version, it says, try your best to live quietly, to mind your own business. The God's Word Translation says also, make it your goal to live quietly, to do your work, and to earn your own living as we ordered you. He said, study to be quiet. The word study in the Greek is the word philotimeomai. Philotimeomai. Oh man, Pastor Chris Palmer would be so proud of me right now. I think I even said it right. Philotimeomai, and it means to be ambitious. What are we talking about? Studying, study, study, to be quiet, study. Listen, if you're quiet, you're not criticizing anybody. You can't criticize and be quiet at the same time. Boy, it's quiet. You must be studying to be quiet because nobody said amen. I said, you can't study and be quiet at the same time or and criticize rather. He says, philotimeomai means to be ambitious, to pursue, to eagerly strive and aspire, to prize above measure. Philotimeomai, study to be quiet, study to shut your mouth. And then we see the word quiet, study, philotimeomai, and then quiet is the Greek word heisuhadzo. Heisuhadzo is the Greek word heisuhadzo, which means to keep quiet, to rest, and to cease from your labor. Gary, if you're and we've all done it, if you're criticizing somebody, do you stay quiet and at peace, or do you get upset because of what they're doing and that's why you're criticizing them?
I get upset.
Yeah.
And criticized.
So how are you going to have a quiet and peaceable life if you're criticizing everybody? And here's the deal. Criticism is a product of pride. Listen. When you're criticizing somebody, you're criticizing what they're doing because you believe you can do it better. And because you believe you can do it better, you believe they're not doing it good enough, and you're becoming critical of them, and that's pride. You think you're better than they are. And our job is not to criticize. Our job is to lead by example. Our job is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Our job is to be an example, not to be a critic. If you're a critic or a judge, then you are not an heir of the grace of God. You cannot be in the grace of God and be a judge at the same time. You're either a critic or you're under grace. You can't do both. And so if you're going to live a quiet and peaceable life, James talks about that. Let me turn over there real quick. James talks about the difference between being a judge and being a critic. Let me get there real quick. James. James 4, verse 11. He says, speak not evil. Don't criticize. Don't speak evil one of another, brethren. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you that judge another? Our job is not to judge and criticize others. Praise God. So if you got corrected tonight, just say, I'll take that, Pastor. I'm going to stop being critical. I'm going to walk in love and I'm going to love others. Praise God. Thank you so much, Pam. I think you helped all of us tonight, especially me. Call you blessed and love you, Pam, in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Bob. Bob says, hi, any word on the African water well? Thanks, Bob. It's going very well. Things have been a little slowed down in terms of growth and progress. I wasn't able to get there last year because of COVID. Lord willing, I'll get there this year. I know that they've been challenged over there because of COVID and because of the massive lockdowns. We're raising an offering for them in the next 6 weeks. I just told my congregation today to be praying about what we're going to send them. I want to send them several thousand dollars. If you want to help those in Africa, you can help us by sending an offering. You can do it by going to our website. That is, I don't know if there's an offering button on spiritoffaithradio.com or not. Are you able to check that real quick, Gary?
Sure.
Spirit of Faith Radio. Okay, I'm there. Well, I'm going to have to put a giving button. I don't see a giving button on there. You can go to wordoffaithtoronto.com. That's wordoffaithtoronto.com. And you can give an offering. Just put in there NEMA. And if you put in NEMA, which is the Children's African Choir, or well, we will make sure it goes to those in Africa. So it's NEMA, N-E-E-M-A, wordoffaithtoronto.com, giving, and you can designate your gift. We want to send a real nice offering to them to help them during this time. Praise God. Thank you so much, Bob. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Last email of the evening is from Dave. Dave says, hi to all. A simple question. Are we all God's children? And what does that mean exactly? Well, that's not a simple question, Dave, but it's a great question. So you have two categories of people in the earth. You have people who are the children of God and people who are the children of the devil. Those are the two races in the earth, God's people and the devil's people. At one time, it was all God's people, which was Adam and woman. But when Adam sinned, Satan, 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan became the god of this world. He usurped the authority of Adam and became the god of this world. And so Jesus won it back at Calvary, and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. And now we have two categories. We have God's children and the devil's children. Judgment is coming, but God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any perish, but all come into the knowledge of the truth. And so whosoever believes on Jesus, God gives the power to become a son of God, and you leave the race of the devil and you join God's race, God's children. All of us are the children of Adam, but all of us are not God's children. So I hope that helped you. We can get into it more next week. Just write us back. We'll be back next week at 8:30 p.m. I have a very special guest next week, Dr. Ron Archer. He is an author, pastor of a very large ministry in Ohio. He's going to join us next week. You can also check us out every Friday at 4 p.m. on TCT Television. You can YouTube it or Google it, TCT Television, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Ask the Pastor. Dr. Ron Archer is the host, and I'm one of the panelists. So he's going to be our guest next week. He's got a brand new book we're going to talk about. Check out our archive, spiritoffaithradio.com, spiritoffaithradio.com. My church website, wordoffaithtoronto.com, wordoffaithtoronto.com. All the archives and messages are there. My pastor's notes are all there. And any resource that's there available for you, check it out. Also get our Bible reading program. I'm holding up our bookmark right now for Facebook viewers, our Bible reading program. Don't forget to read your chapter tomorrow morning, Monday through Friday. Until next week, I want to remind you that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, Jesus is Lord, and keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Thank you for listening to The Spirit of Faith with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.